What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. Lately, I've been asking myself and others this question: when is an idea ready? I'm curious about what it takes for others to act, because ready is a commitment. It's a decision to go from an abstract thought that plays out only in your head to something becoming realized through planning, acting, creating, editing, refining, publishing, shipping, and sharing. For myself, I'm not entirely sure when an idea is ready to go. I think it's a mix of can't stop thinking about it, and if I don't do something now, I won't do anything at all. In other words, I amplify an internal sense of creative tension that I must resolve. For others, it's a deadline, a belief, a desire, an obligation, even a calling. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/520. Like every creative I know, and have learned about, really, we all have amazing ideas in our heads. And through the process of bringing them to life, by ourselves or with a devoted team, what was once a product of our imagination becomes real. Learning how I and other people go through this process of creating is fascinating to me. And I can't overstate how curious I am by the question, how do you know when an idea is ready for you to devote time, energy, and resources to bring it to life? When is an idea ready? It's something I not only think a lot about for my own creative work, but it's also a question that inevitably comes up in almost every coaching conversation I have, both as a coach and as the person being coached. So in today's episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore 6 answers to the question, when is an idea ready? And the first answer is what I'm calling the green light. The easiest and simultaneously hardest way to answer the question of when is an idea ready is that someone has given your idea a green light, the external blessing to proceed. What this means is you've worked on developing your idea, your project, to the point where someone gives money and says, go forth and make this work. It could be a boss, a studio head, your spouse, or a creative audience. And generally in this situation, your idea has not only been excised from your head, but it has been shared and tested and vetted with trusted sources and people who are familiar with the work that you do. The idea has been shaped and refined in order to be sold so that it can then be created again in order to be sold to a larger audience. And it's a cycle of selling. Money is the primary way that this question is answered in the green light scenario. The idea is ready to go when money is procured and bestowed upon you, the creator. Cool. But really, this is not really a scenario that has really aligned with my experience, because for me, and often to my detriment, I don't think enough about the financial realities of creative work. And so for me, the answer to the question, when is an idea ready, is this: when I have elevated the creative tension to the point where it must be resolved. And that's the second answer to the question, when is an idea ready? When you are ready to start resolving creative tension. Creative tension takes on a different look depending on the type of project. Sometimes it's something external, such as deadlines set by others, maybe deadlines by clients, bills needing to be paid, or people I want to work with. But other times, it's an internal drive that I have, based upon an image I see in my mind and that I want to create, or a story I want to tell, even an impact I want to have. It's less tangible and more of a longing. And it's a powerful feeling that often masquerades as a simple statement in the very beginning. That'd be cool. And from there, my task as a creator is to increase the tension until it must be resolved. And sometimes that's just writing down all of the idea from my head onto paper and starting to set schedules and share it with people and get other people involved saying, hey, I got this crazy idea. What do you think? From there, it starts building upon itself. It starts getting a sense of momentum building. It's getting shoots scheduled and creative tasks defined. Eventually, the creative tension culminates in a release date, and that's the ultimate driving force for me that must be resolved. The third popular answer to when is your idea ready is what I'm going to call perfect research. Perfect research is the hunting to see if your idea has been done or not. It's about scouring the internet, scouring Netflix, scouring all of these places to see who has told this story, who has done a project like this, so that you can find the gap in the market, the audience viability, the most effective way to tell the story. But the interesting thing I found about perfect research is that it's really a drive for procrastination. Because really, I think what you're doing with perfect research, trying to find all of the answers before you start, is that it's about hunting for validation. Validating what you find in terms of what has been done, or even what you don't discover. And by not discovering something like it, you're validating that you're on the right track. Or if you found that it's a story that's been told often, you're validating that you don't know what you're doing. But ultimately, I think what perfect research is all about is the fourth type of answer, and that's guaranteed success. Oftentimes, what I've seen in myself and in others is that when you feel that you could succeed no matter what, an idea is ready to go. And in many ways, there is no guaranteed success with an idea. There is a whole industry out there of people who will tell you that if you do things the right way, a certain way, your idea can't fail. And these are typically spread through the idea of financial results. Newsletter signups, pre-sales, some sort of audience saying, yes, we'll buy that, watch that, share that, etc. But I found that when an idea is ready, it's got to start within first. When you start feeling that sense of obligation, that sense of calling that, yeah, I have this idea and I've got to bring it to life. Because we all know that when we go through the creative process, an initial idea becomes something entirely different through the creative process. And that's the danger of guaranteed success in the beginning, because the idea shifts and changes. The fifth answer to when is an idea ready is for people like myself who are multi-hyphenates or just have a lot of ideas running through their head. It's a common problem of creatives. We're never short of ideas. A lot of people I know and coach are multi-hyphenates, meaning they have multiple interests, many ideas, and creative pursuits. So how do you know an idea is ready ultimately becomes, how do I choose the next idea in this whirlwind of activity? In this case, you generally can't go wrong to just simply pick one that feels the strongest or the closest or has the most definition, or even the one you know without any doubt that you could bring to life. It's interesting, as I was thinking about the whirlwind of activity, in many ways, when I was younger, I used to have a ton of activity in my mind. And I would often have so many different types of ideas that I would chase after them all and try to bring them all to life. But a few years ago, parts of me started shutting down. I stopped dreaming of video projects. I couldn't get projects going, and sometimes things just stopped. So instead, I chose the ideas that were there, that were ready to go, and they were generally centered around this show, my email newsletter, and the client work that was there. But an interesting thing, over the past few weeks, the whirlwind of activity in my mind has returned. And so then the question that I've been asking myself is, how do I choose the next idea in this whirlwind? And this is where time comes into play. And I remember something that I used to focus on when it came to my goals, specifically time period goals. Let me explain. What are my goals for today, this week, or even this month? That seems to make sense. I can wrap my mind around that. But I also used to focus on, what are the goals that I want to accomplish this quarter and next quarter and this year? And when you start looking at ideas in the context of time, you start to see what's actionable today so that you don't worry too much about losing momentum or the intensity of the idea, and what needs to be spread out over a longer period of time and start breaking those larger ideas and larger projects into things that can be handled today. And I think that's where that whirlwind of activity deceives the creator, is that we start seeing all of these finished ideas of varying degrees and sizes and think that we can do them all in the same period of time with the same level of intensity. I return to the sixth answer to, when is the idea ready? And it comes down to, you'll know the idea is ready when you are ready to commit to bringing the idea to life. Because creation is about commitment. It's saying, I believe in this idea enough to commit time, money, resources to bringing it to life. But more than that, by making an active commitment, the first really of many, as you bring that idea to life, you're not only committing to yourself and your craft, but you're committing to your team, you're committing to your audience, you're committing to your industry and to the world. Commitment is not something to take lightly. It has unbelievable power and responsibility, especially if your work is important to yourself. So that idea deep within you, how will you know it's ready? It's a great question, and the answers are plentiful. But the better question that's coming up for me as I wrap up this episode has nothing to do with the idea and everything to do with who I am and even who you are. Wondering when an idea is ready, the question then becomes, when will you be ready? Because that's really what it's about. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.